Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On this week's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about the Jamaica Volleyball Association's plans to grow the sport through its parish-level primary school volleyball competitions. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The Jamaica Volleyball Association is determined to see the sport of volleyball gain a firm foothold on Jamaica's sporting landscape, and one of the strategies being deployed to achieve this goal is to increase the sport's popularity among youngsters through parish tournaments involving primary schools.
The only way to properly sustain volleyball in Jamaica and to achieve the kind of results that we desire is to have a feeder program from the grassroots and from the lowest possible level to ensure that our players go through the levels of schooling all the way into the national team. They would be getting better and better and therefore be in a better position to compete with our international opponents.
School Development Manager for the Jamaica Volleyball Association, Major Warrington Dixon. The Jamaica Volleyball Association introduced the parish tournaments in 2010, with schools in only 5 parishes participating. Since then, the number of participating parishes and schools has grown significantly.
We have since seen the competition grown every year, from 2010 where 17 teams participated to 2011-2012 period where we had 21 teams, and then last year, 2012, we had 25 teams. This year, we have approximately 64 teams that are participating in the competition, with other teams expressing interest, and so we're expecting that it will grow.
Winners and runners-up of the parish tournaments progress to a national championship tournament, which decides which school is the national under-13 volleyball champion. The parish tournaments are currently at various stages of completion, as the parish coordinators work with teachers to determine suitable times and venues for matches. A few teams, however, have already booked their places in the national championship. These include Lucy Primary, parish champion for Hanover, defending national champion Savannah Lamar Primary out of Westmorland, Inverness Primary, parish champion for St. Anne, and Nain Primary and Junior High, parish champion for St. Elizabeth. The national finals are set for December 11 at the National Stadium. One of the hallmarks of the tournament, Major Dixon says, is the consistent enthusiasm of the children, despite the lack of suitable volleyball surfaces and nets in many cases.
We're not going to have a nice fancy court most of the times in most of the cases, but what we encourage for more than one reason is that we play on our grass court, and there are simple mechanisms that we can set up a net on. I have also seen schools use half-inch rope as their net, and it is just something for the kids to understand that, look, you need to get the ball over the rope if you want to win the point. Innovativeness has been the name of the game.
Regular coaching clinics are also staged to help get the volleyball skills of the children up to scratch.
We have had involvement of different persons. The main person who helps me with that is Mr. Steve Davis from out of GC Foster College, main volleyball instructor at GC Foster. And we have sent him abroad on a number of exchanges and courses to help improve his knowledge.
The Volleyball Association has also invited volleyball instructors from Canada and the United States to host coaching workshops to help elevate the skill levels of local coaches and players. Many may also be surprised to know that the tournament's best performers do not come from corporate area prep and primary schools.
The St. Catherine School that won the first year of competition, but since then, subsequent 2 years, it's Westmorland that has won the competition. And we have found that we have been getting a good level of competence being shown by the rural area schools.
So come out on December 11 to see the island's best primary school volleyballers send the balls flying in the National Under-13 Volleyball Championships. See you there. That's it for this week's edition of Sports Spotlight. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.